Lord speaks to us and tells us that we're not to be spectators, we're to be participants in everything. He's so serious about that. And we had an amazing, amazing week this week with the young people, young adults and little children. We had 25 lives of children and young adults who were touched, and I don't know how many helpers and teachers and organizers. It was amazing. I'm going to ask Cynthia to come on up and share a few things, and then we do have a testimony or two. As it was really something. We've just to kind of give a little background, we have had for a number of years Adventures with the King in the summer, and it's been wonderful. It's been exciting. It's been nurturing. There have been many lives touched through those years, but this year there was something extra special. And all I can say is when we walked in the doors on Tuesday morning when it began, there was this amazement really in the hearts of just everyone who was here. And it was so beautiful. And as I was here all week, just participating, watching, stepping back, just saying, wow, Lord, this is building. There was a building and a mounting that was very exciting. And so I'm just going to ask Sin to share what, I don't know what happened. After our Friday night, we had an ending 6 to 8 for our fourth session. We had four sessions for all ages. It was amazing. Not three, four. And so there was a culmination on Friday from 6 to 8. Hi. And then Cynthia and her crew, a lot of people, took the van and went out to Sluggers and Putters till 10:30, got back at 11 or whatever. And then it was an all-night extravaganza in Blitz. I still don't know. We've been passing the ships in the at night. So I still don't know the details of that. I can't wait to hear. But from what I've heard from some of the people, it's like, oh, it's amazing. It was really good, life-changing. But I know that the Lord touched people at the deepest levels for destiny. It was so cool to hear people speak out, no matter what the age was, and say, wow, I had a picture. I went to heaven. I don't think it gets much better than that. Or, wow, I'd like to take what God's doing around the world and participate in that. Things like that. It's just, wow. Lord, you're just raising the bar, raising the level. So I want to personally, before Cynthia shares, just thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you. I've been in tears throughout this week because I saw such joy, such peace and righteousness, which means Holy Spirit is moving. And I saw that. It was like, oh, wow. And little lives were just being turned and transformed. Some of the young people aren't here today, but it was just a life-changing week. So I'm going to ask Sin to share whatever the Lord puts on her heart. But thank you from Pastor Bill and I. Just so grateful to the hearts of love and for the power that was released, oh Lord. But thank you for participating, cooperating, going the extra mile. Some of you had all kinds of things that you had to press and push through to, quote, make it happen, and you did. And it was really felt, that effort was like, I'm sorry, myself is not involved in this. It's for the younger ones. And that's what pleased me. There was this, my favorite word of the day, synergy and team unity this week that was absolutely exemplary. And any time people get together, that's really what God's heart is. And thank you, Andy, for leading us going outside. That's cool. So, you know, God, he's just saying, I'm here. I'm showing up. I just want you to encounter me, to experience me. And I believe our young people. And we call you kids, but I'll tell you what, the junior hires, they're no kids. They are wild people. And I am so impressed by our junior high group. I think we had six or seven, depending on the time. That was amazing. So, Sin has something.
If we can cue up the PowerPoint, somebody back there who would know where that is. There's a PowerPoint on the desktop. It's our celebration. But yes, it was just an incredible, incredible time. Together, the Lord truly surpassed and exceeded, as he always does, our expectations. And it was just really an awesome thing to see, you know, children come together of all ages again. junior high, you know, they're not so little anymore. But it was just an amazing time of getting together and having river time and singing together. And then at the end of each morning, we had testimony time where I asked children from every age group, what did you learn today? What did you do? And it just blew my mind that every single one of them had something to say, even the 3 and 4 year olds, even if it was book or creation. You know, there was something that was sticking with them, and it was just amazing to hear those testimonies. And just a little bit of the all-nighter, once we went to Sluggers and Putters and had an amazing time, just fun there. We came back and we had a scavenger set up for the junior high kids, and they had clues, scriptures that were clues that led them to different rooms around the church, and we even did some outside stuff, glow-in-the-dark, and it just kind of led them on in an adventure. And the last clue led them back to the sanctuary, where we came in and we had a really good time of worship together. And it turned into 2 hours of worship, of imparting and ministry. I wasn't planning for 2 hours of that in any way, shape, or form. But it was so good to worship together. The Lord put some things on my heart to share about my own life and encouraging our junior hires. And kind of dived into, we had discussed this in class, Romans 12, 1 through 2, where it speaks about placing your life before God. So I was able to share, and some of the college age young adult helpers that I had that did an amazing job were able to share and speak into their lives. And after that, we had a little bit more worship, and we prayed for them. We blessed them with prophetic words and pictures. And it was just an amazing, amazing time. We were here until 7. I think we all made it close to 7. I mean, all the junior hires made it all the way. But the adult helpers, most of us made it. So it's just an amazing, amazing week. So we put together a PowerPoint just to give you an idea, a taste of what this week looked like. So please enjoy. Katie stepped into a whole new realm. She's never done much of the media before, but she said, you have a need and I'm willing. So her and Rebecca took pictures. Katie put the PowerPoint together, and it was just, it turned out to be really good. So please enjoy the PowerPoint. Isn't that good? As you were also able to see, as Pastor Mary Pat mentioned, we had a lot of helpers. So let's hear it for all our volunteers that made summer celebration happen. On Friday night, our fourth segment, as Pastor Mary Pat mentioned, of our summer celebration, we actually had family night. And that started off at 6 o'clock with wonderful grilling and cookout outside. Then we came in and had some river time, which is what we called worship. And group time during the week. And then we went outside and did a family activity. So it was a really, really good time for families to come together and connect with the bigger picture of summer celebration. If you know what this word means when I say it, I need all the big guys and little guys to listen. When I say the word, we're just going to do it. You guys know what I'm talking about? Okay. Well, when you hear the word, we're going to do it. But the group age that was here was actually 3 through junior high. So that was 25 in that age group. So that's a really amazing thing. Okay, so summer celebration dance to your feet, everybody! That was something that we had at summer celebration. Anytime you heard the word, you froze what you were doing, and you did the summer celebration dance. And as we learned, I'm talking to you like the summer celebration. And as we learned earlier today, kids, dancing is good and an expression to the Lord. So we have a video that was also worked on. No. Saved on the desktop. Yes. No. Somebody help me. Maybe we'll, Josh Ashok, where is he?
Well, while we're waiting for that, Josh, you want to come up with your dad? Josh and Phil, we had some really cool stuff happen this week, and parents have the privilege of sitting through this again, not Josh, but sitting through the PowerPoint and also the video. Why? Because our children are that special. So you get to see it and participate twice. I love this little guy. Hi, buddy. How you doing? You had an interesting week. And I don't know if Dad wants to set it up a little bit, and then we can help Josh out a little bit.
Hello. All right. Last weekend, we were at the 4th of July party, and all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, Joshua got sick there at the beach, and he had a fever, and the fever kind of lasted all week long, and it was a real struggle. He did come, as you saw in the video, he did come to at least one day, well, 2 days, isn't it? Of the summer celebration, but he was still just struggling and going back and forth, and everybody here was praying a lot for him. So, and then I think, Josh, you want to talk after that? So we prayed for you, and then you woke up Saturday.
When we prayed for you, you woke up Saturday. What happened? How did you feel?
Better.
You felt better. That's a good thing. And when you first came to Summer Celebration, you were in the car, and you were in the car seat. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? So got to get in the car with you and do a little praying. What happened after that? Did you feel better, or did you feel like your tummy ache had gone away?
I felt like I felt better.
You felt better? Well, this is so awesome because Heather had brought the girls and Josh was in the back and really not feeling well. It's been a rough week for the Shock family. So he's just telling you the highlights here, but it's a real rough week. And yeah, pretty fun. And so when we prayed together and asked Jesus to come and touch him, was there a change right away on the inside? Yeah? Okay, he's shaking his head. And so asked him a few questions, and the tears stopped, the laughter started, his pain left. It was an instant, amazing, like, whoa, wow. And so Heather said it was okay for him to come in, and I was all about that too. And so Josh got to come in, and that wasn't even the plan initially, and the Lord touched him. And then throughout the rest of the week, there were some continuous struggles that were they increasing, decreasing, or what was it going on?
Decreasing. It was decreasing, but they were still, I mean, it was fever every night. Every time he ran out of the Tylenol or ibuprofen, the fever would start to come back. But it was becoming less. It was less severe of a fever, but it was still there.
It was still there, and the healing anointing had been released, was working in Josh, and he is just such a little man of faith. We were singing the song, "My God's Not Dead, He's Surely Alive." Do you want to go ahead and say that really loud? He was really loud singing it that day. You remember?
Yeah.
Okay. My God's not dead.
You can say it real loud. Say it.
My God's not dead.
He's surely alive. Remember that part?
Go ahead, sing the whole thing.
My God's not dead, He's surely alive, He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Yay, Josh. So that's so cool, Joshy. And you know what? That day, when he learned it in that first day, as soon as Summer Celebration was over, he started to feel a little punk again. And as he was walking out, Heather was holding him. And he turned and he looked at me. And he also had said it to Heather before that. Do you remember what you said?
I don't remember.
He said, "My God's not dead."
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, man, was that cool. And I think there's another testimony that you wanted to share.
I guess to kind of end it all then, we came Friday night to the celebration, the end of it, and he was kind of marginal, still not 100%, but he came and he played with all the kids and he did a good job, and then we put him to bed, And we said, you know what? No medicine this time. I think he's over the hump. I think he's healed. We didn't give him any medicine. And then he came to me the next morning feeling like $1 million, jumping around. And he said, he looked at me in the eye and he said, "Dad, the same power that conquered the grave lives in me." Okay, and then later on that day, we were driving home, and there was a U.S. military thing, donation thing at Drug Mart or something. And we wanted to go see the Army guys, and he walked up to one of the soldiers, and he goes, "My God's not dead!"
All right, that's our little warrior man, and we've got a... Woo! Good job! Is that cool? Yay, God. I think something happened in that little guy. What do you think? So childlike faith does wonders. So we praise God for what's happened there. And there are many other testimonies, too. So, Sin, is there a video? Did you want to
say? Wow, that just is beyond awesome. We have a video that was put together to hopefully you're able to hear some of the kids actually sharing their testimony. Just again, an overview of what an amazing time we had together. So enjoy.
You will see that, but it's for when the little people, you're going to show it today, but when the little people go to their classes, it's suited for you, not them.
Okay. Now the summer celebration video that's appropriate for all ages.
So it's like whenever you're thirsty, you can always come to the Father and He fills you up. You know, He fills you up with living water. I think that's pretty cool. Anybody in the world, it's not only Bethany, it's not only me, it's not only Cynthia. You guys can, whenever you're thirsty, you can go to the Father and He'll fill you up with living water. I think that's really cool, personally. I think that's the coolest part about the verse.
If there was anything that you could do for the Lord right now, what would it be? Ken. Or just a crazy, crazy dream or adventure. What would it be? You know?
I want to go to Africa.
You want to go to Africa? Cool. And Mateo, what's straight up in your heart?
To go to places like you guys go to and help people.
Good. I see that. Loosing chains
and breaking down the wall. 3 days ago, and I was sick. Sorry to say, I had a sore throat, and the next day I started coughing. And I just had a cold. And yesterday I got really sick. And I was up to 4:30 in the morning, couldn't go to sleep. And I really wanted to come today, so I prayed that I'll be better.
During the lesson, but she came in late, but that's okay, but she still heard from the Lord. You want to share, Gracie?
This is a flower. I'm growing in the Lord, and I'm growing in faith and love, and he's growing me up to heaven, and he will come up to heaven and
And then I think we had hope from this class.
We were learning about Moses and how he was sent into a river and how he experienced God's his holiness while a burning bush. And then we all soaked together and asked God to give us some pictures. And this is what I got. I was playing, and then I was brought up to heaven, and God showed me his throne and his gates, and they were lions wearing crowns all around his gates. And then God said, "Come to me, my dear children. Welcome home."
That is so cool, and it goes with our song. What's our song? What's our song? Like a lion, a God's not dead. All right, so now we're going to hear from JoJo. Do you want to tell us what you learned in class today? Come here, Sydney. You tell everybody, okay?
I made a cup.
So what does the cup mean?
Put water in it, color.
And why do we put water in it?
To drink it.
Yeah, like our verse, right? So whoever, anyone who is thirsty, drink?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Joanne. And from our little guys, David, come on up. And David's going to share with us a little bit about his class and day today. Painted and you worked with funny things? Did you learn something today? Anything? Did you learn about what God made? What did you make? You made a heart? Yes, we made our heart and your heart and everybody's heart because He loves us. Well, thank you, sir. Let's hear it for David. We're going to have Steven come up and share for what he learned today in his class. Let's hear it for Steven, guys.
I learned that it's very hard to set up an African bug tent. And that there are many ways to easily break it.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Wasn't that awesome? Praise God. Thank you again. And we have more coming after this. So we just wanted you to be encouraged. And those of you who are 3 years old or just under 3 years old, and we have a bunch here, you'll be able to go to Summer Celebration next year. So God bless you. We're going to release the children now to go into Kingdom Land. And I just ask that the junior high, though, would stay right now. Stay for a minute. So if you've been in junior high, just stay here. Okay? Because I want you to see some. Remember I said that in your class, that there's going to be a video. And I want you to be able to see it. Yeah. Amen. God is good. Well, Father, we just thank you for what you've done so far today. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to celebrate you. And Lord, that the dance that we've seen today or we've participated in or we've heard about would be in our hearts, that we would have a celebration and a gigantic dance for you every moment of our lives, Lord. And it wouldn't just be when we come to church, that we would see that you're all about freedom, that you're all about design. You have designed us to actually walk in the fullness of freedom that you paid such a big price for. Thank you, Lord, for opening our hearts today. May we learn volumes from the little ones here. And may we grow and grow to be able to be their role models in ways that they would see the freedom in us and then more expressively enjoy the freedoms that they can express and enjoy. So thank you, Lord, that you're freeing all of us up to be able to step into the newness of the day. We just praise you and thank you. And thank you, Lord, that today is the day that 14 of us go to Mozambique, Africa. Actually, tomorrow, or it's 2:30 in the morning, we're leaving, so to me it's still the same day. So, Lord, we just thank you, and Father, we know that there's going to be prayer time and a commissioning time after this, and we thank you, Lord, that you're preparing our hearts for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here and what you're doing abroad. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Oh, I want to wait till the parents come back before I do show this video. But I want to just fill you in a little bit on my day. This started last night when your day did at midnight. But there really wasn't sleep until after 5. And I was asking the Lord, what's up with this? I want to be sleeping going to Mozambique. I want to be able to have at least a couple hours, which I did have. But he was showing me amazing things, and he was speaking into my heart, speaking into my life, and he really took me down a path where he was saying, there's so much I want to release today through you, in you first, because I'm speaking to you in these wee hours of the night, and then in the morning as well. And so I'm really excited about that, and I feel very energized. And I'm not telling you, wow, I stayed up virtually all night for it, just to tell you that. I'm saying that there's a purpose. There was a purpose in that. And one of those purposes, which was not in my plan, trust me. And he's done it before, but I didn't even think about it. It was about 4 or so. And I sat down and I listened to the message from 2 weeks ago. And I was very tired. I wasn't really thinking. I felt it was probably good because it was the Holy Spirit. But I really sat there and I closed my eyes and I listened from the depths of my heart as though I was on the receiving end. And he said, you were on the receiving end. You were giving, but you were receiving. But when I listened to it again, I received much more. And so I want to highlight a few things and encourage you, if you were not here, to go online and listen to it. It's very fast moving, very fast moving. And the name of the message is called Power Track. Now I know why. That's never planned beforehand. And so we had two little video clips that were in the movie, in the message, which were videotaped, but it's not online. The audio is online. But those who would like to listen to that either again or for the first time, I have for you, and you can raise your hand, I have the two video clips. Both of them are about trains, and so one per family would be good. So the Mozambique team will be listening to it again, and we'll be watching this as well. because the Lord has something for us. So if that's you, if you're interested, just put your hand up, and we'll have Ashley and others pass this out. And please, if you're on the Moe's team, don't put your hand up. But if you would like to know where those video clips are, and then you'll listen to it, I think something's going to happen. At least it did in me. And it's not that I spoke it out. There are new things that I think he wants to show and I think he wants to release. So if you could just take a moment, put your hands up really high, and you'll know where those two are. And if you saw them, great. Then I'm expecting that you highly changed from the challenges. And I have to admit to you, there were some changes that I had not seen that God wanted to make in me. He wanted to touch me in some different ways, honestly. And so if you feel that God has just wrecked your heart since that time, which should be from glory to glory, and you've really seen some new things, new eyes have really been given through the video and through the message, great. If you want more, you can put your hand up. If you feel as though the Lord is still in process, put your hand up and just take these. But the idea is to connect the two together. And I believe that that is the Lord's idea. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had Carly type it out. So if that's you, just put your hand up. But I just wanted to touch base on a few things. If you remember, for those who were here, that PCA was an acronym that I gave, and for three words, precise, clear, and accurate. Precise, clear, and accurate. The Lord gave me that when he was telling me about what he wants to do on the inside of each one of us, me speaking to my water, living water inside. And he's saying, I have created you to authentically represent or represent the Lord. Represent him. In other words, ta-da, here I am. Joshua Shock. Ta-da, my God's not dead. Okay? He accurately and authentically represented Jesus, the Spirit of God in him at that moment. And amazing. He wasn't just trying to be cutesy. And so when the Lord asks us to do these things, he equips us to do these things precisely, clearly, and accurately to be part of the manifestation of his presence, to be part of the demonstration of him, to demonstrate him. That's what he's calling for us to do. I want you to demonstrate me. That's what your job is. That's what your role is. I want you to demonstrate me. What? Can't you do that yourself? Yes, but I'm choosing you. And I'm going to put you, if you are willing, on a track, and it will be a fast track. And it will have hills and valleys, but it will still have the power, the fast track of what I have for you if you are willing, if you are open, you are desirous. Sometimes we hear the word fast and go, whoa, 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 I got a lot on my plate. Let's just slow it down. And other times we say, yeah, faster the better. Why is it that we go to Cedar Point, we want to ride fast rides, some of us? And some others like, give me the bumper cars. Well, maybe not that. Maybe give me the wading pool or something. I don't know. But there's part of us inside that was designed to move in accelerated fashion. That's how God designed us. In a place of rest. That means that we're resting in the Lord, but we're zooming ahead. I mean, how do you do that? There's a renewal of the mind, a renewing of the mind that God is bringing to us that's going to surpass what our minds are telling us, what we're thinking, what we're believing, what we're holding on to. It's going to way surpass it. But in this hour, he's increasing it very quickly. He's moving us quickly. He's saying, if you want to be. And it won't be against you. It will be in conjunction with your new nature. Okay? It will be instead of your old nature or my old nature. It will be in tandem, working in tandem, in conjunction, in synergy with who I am. So God's fast track is for all of us. It's not for just the movers and shakers. I believe Joshua Shock is on fast track right now. He's getting it. He's realizing the simplicity of receiving a healing and the demonstration of God's power in that van where there was a crying, hurting child. And Jesus touched him, and it was amazing. I was still amazed. I've seen it many times, but I was stunned again, in awe again, to see this face light up, the pain leave, and let's go in. And he sang as louder than anybody. And just moments before, he was on a downhill slider, what it felt like. It's a big deal. So God's power was manifested. His presence was there. There was a switch in his presence. And we're not going to get wrapped up in, well, okay, but why did it come back at noon? I don't know. I'm not inside of him. I'm not God. All I know is it wasn't there. All the way through the whole 3 hours, it was amazing. It wasn't there. He felt good. We checked on him. Come on. That's Jesus. So the Shocks, with their faith, which was awesome, decided to back that up. And they'd already been praying. It's not as though this was like, wow, I think I'll pray. We're already praying. And many of us had been praying. But the Lord came in with a boom of power. And that child was different. And I sat there and watched it, like, wow. And then, as Phil said, okay, whatever was still either in there, coming towards him, however you want to define it, the Lord said, excuse me, my healing power is there. And Joshua is healed. God using many different ways. And so that's a demonstration of his power. It's a demonstration of his presence. It's the manifestation of God showing up and us recognizing it, going, wow, let's recognize you, God. That's what I want to do. I'm created to recognize and respond. And so when I choose to step in, if Andy, who's looking kind of crazy, says, all right, woohoo, open your mouths. And anybody, honestly, who put their head back, and I honestly don't know who you are because I did, I couldn't see you, but put your head back and open your mouth, I believe that the Lord was moving through him. I do. And so we have an opportunity to either say, isn't he so funny? Look at that, Andy. Or we can maybe feel that and do what he said, because he was the reigning authority at that moment, and the Lord was moving through him to help us enjoy a level of freedom that perhaps we either needed to re-enjoy or to take us into a new realm. Maybe the first time, maybe after that. You see, it's the little things in our life that the Lord's looking at saying, hello, I showed up, are you listening? Andy's just not being weird. He's unique, but he was listening. What I said to him in the back was, hey, why don't you just come on up and lead them, do something. And I believe that was always the case. Is that always the case? Is everybody always spot on? Well, that's Holy Spirit. Anytime someone holds a microphone? No, just when I do. No, just kidding you. The idea is that when the Holy Spirit is inside of you, when the Spirit is moving and there's love, peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, you begin to recognize his voice. You begin to lean in to what he's saying and doing at the moment. So if Josh is saying, let's raise our arms, let's move them, he's not trying to direct traffic. He's really doing something in listening to the Spirit of God. And your spirit inside will bear witness with that. Now, if some of us are saying no way, but others are saying okay, the problem, if there is a problem, is somewhere else. It's not on Josh's end. It's probably on, if he's leading at that moment, and we decide to step in and follow, when our spirit is either going, I feel weird, maybe my human spirit, or Holy Spirit's rising above the human spirit and saying, come on. Okay, this is where a possible disconnect can be. We could take a little example like that today. And again, no idea. I don't know who's done what. I don't care. The point is, every little thing the Lord is looking for in our life. He really is. He really is. I don't know if the cars had an opportunity yet to listen to the message, because they were in with the children last week. But if you recall, 2 weeks ago, I highlighted a prophetic word that I had given to Tom and shared that. And if you need to listen to the message, that would be a good thing. But I highlighted that, and the Lord put on my heart at that moment, oh, I wish the cars were here to receive right at that moment. But he said, yes, and I sent them into the kingdom land with the kids. Oh, but they on their own are hungry enough to say, you know, I might have missed something the Lord was doing, because I'm not going to say, well, I'm just doing that job because I'm doing my job. I want everything God has. So these busy people carved out time to receive what God had for them. That's what God is telling us, to step in and say, where can I multitask? How many of us are multitaskers? Okay, we consider ourselves, I can do more than one thing at once. If you're a mother, for sure. And if you're a father, for sure. Okay, or a grandparent. But anyway, God created us. I believe Jesus was a multitasker. So the Lord is saying, I'm going to equip you to be able to have my eyes to be able to see what's going on, to be able to see where I have shown up, and I'm going to use you. And so my presence in you says, he has shown up. That's what it's about. And the Lord says, well, so does that mean this has to happen, and this has to happen, and this has to happen? You know, the Holy Spirit inside of us is designed to direct us and cooperate with heaven and help us release him, bring heaven to earth. That's what happened in the van out there with Joshua. But he's looking for that for us. He's saying, this is what I'm asking for from you, because I created you to do this. And I developed this through the Spirit in that message, which is anointed. And I encourage you, for your own personal walk and changes, to listen to that if you were not highly impacted. If you thought it was a nice little message, glory to God, listen to it again for greater impact for yourself. Because I think sometimes we have to hear something again to be able to say, oh, so you're, God, you were talking to me about relationship with Uncle George or Aunt Millie. And that's what you were saying through this message. I didn't think of it at the time, but now you're telling me. Let me give you an example of how specific God is in these areas. When I was in one of the days of the summer celebration, just kind of milling around and watching and this and that, I have a lot to say always, so I chose to not, unless he specifically, you know, gives me the mic, which he had plenty of people who had lots to say, which was great. I was happy about that. But I walked into one of the rooms in the back, Ina's room and Ashley and Jamie, and there's this little ball. It's actually maybe one of you guys can go get it. It's one of you guys who knows what I'm talking about. Ashley does. It's a little globe ball. And I picked it up, and somebody, one of the ladies said, well, we have two of those. And I said, oh, really? That's really cool. And I instantly heard the song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world. How many of us know that song? I heard that in my spirit while I'm talking to the ladies. So I'm paying attention, because why am I singing this? We're just having fun here. And this was after the class was over, actually. And so I picked up this ball. I looked at it, and it was the map, you know, the globe. And I thought, wow, that's cool. And they told me that one was in the junior high. The Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, something's going to happen in junior high. That's all. Okay. Thank you. So I didn't know what it was going to be. Mateo's not here. Are you here today, Mateo? He's not here? Okay. Maybe he can listen to this message. But anyway, when I saw this and I was holding this, I didn't know what God was going to do with it, but I don't know if I mentioned it to Cynthia or not. Something was going to happen in junior high. I don't remember that. I did. Good. All right. I followed through. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes I don't. And so on the last day, or I think it was Friday, not the last day, Thursday, the third day, I happened to walk into the junior high class. The Lord directed me, and I sat down, and I did a lot of listening, and I looked over to my side, and there was this ball sitting there. And I picked it up, and I looked at it, and Mateo and I actually ended up throwing it back and forth a couple of times. And what was interesting is when he had it in his hand, he said, wow, when I was a little kid, I remember singing, I've got the whole world in my hands. And I said, you know what? It's interesting, that song is, he's got the whole world in his hands. But he was saying, I've got the whole world in my hands. It was very prophetic, really. But it was just kind of a fun moment. But I was postured to see, to listen. What are you doing, Holy Spirit? What is going on here? And so I threw it to him, and he caught it, and he threw it back. And I had this picture of him that I will share with him a little bit more directly later. And it was very powerful, very strong. My spirit was just moved for what some things that maybe inside of his heart God's developing. He just shared some things with me. So after that, the junior high went out, and they went out into the South 40 back there and started putting up the tents and all of that. And we brought this ball. And I did share, I had shared with Mateo back here before we went outside that I had had this prophetic experience. He just kind of looked at me. And he was thinking and he was receiving. He had a choice. He could say, well, that wacky lady, I don't really know her. That's nice. I don't know. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it is. Whatever. I don't know. But inside, but his outward demeanor was, I'm focusing, I'm listening, because I felt there was power. There was impartation going on because I was sharing with him what I believe God was doing. I do believe it, and I believe that power went towards him and touched him mightily. So when we went outside and we were talking about some of this, those leaders, the leaders out there were sharing about missions and many other things too, not just missions. But when you saw Mateo on the screen, he said something about, I don't know if we got all of his testimony. I think he said a little bit more, but he said, I like to do something like you guys do, something like that, you know. In other words, there was, he looked at this and he was thinking when Cynthia said, if you'd like to do something, what would it really be? And I told them that God's going to start speaking to your heart, your hearts. And it was really powerful. And I thought, that's because of the prophetic movement that you preordained, you designed, you decided, because you wanted a precise, clear, and accurate representation of who you are to that young man who's 14 years old that day. And he said, so, PMP, get yourself out of the way because I'm going to do something, but I'm going to use you. Simple example, but God is saying within our families, within what we're doing right now, no matter what's going on in our life. Some of us are going to Moe's tonight in the middle of the night. Some of us won't be. Many of us won't be. God is saying, as you're preparing, whatever you're doing, whatever's going on, I want to encourage you to be thinking about those things. And again, the message was highly, much more developed than this is right now because I already gave it. But I did hear from the Lord highlight that again because more than likely, some need to hear that. And so there was a few other points, and then I'll give you a verse or two and show you the video. The Lord spoke a lot about synergy that day. And I'm not going to, again, elongate this, but synergy is a situation that occurs when there's a flow, when there's a connectedness, when there's an ease, there's a rhythm where things are just moving together and things are synergistic, whether it be people coming together and just exchanging the goodness of God, which really was going on during summer celebration, or whether it's three minds getting together that are hearing and using the creative juices and energies from God and coming up with a plan for a business exploit that they're involved with that's good and wholesome and absolutely involves God and his goodness. Even if they don't know him, there can be this synergy of, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if the yeah, it really resonates from heaven because it's the goodness of God, there's power in that. And that's why you can see many times unbelievers even seemingly being blessed where, what's wrong with me? Am I chopped liver? Well, it doesn't mean that we're not being blessed. It means that God is saying, are you seeing me in your circumstances? Are you? No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, it's great to sing about that, to say, you know, it's not about my circumstances, it's where I'm going. Josh led us in that. That's so true. And we resonate with that. We sing that. But the Lord's serious about making that a reality, that becoming a reality in our lives moment by moment. Whatever we're doing, whether we're cutting out crafts or we're cleaning up or we're baking or we're leading worship here, whatever it is, the Lord is saying, what am I doing in this moment? What am I? Can you find me in this moment? Can you see me in this moment? And if you can see me in this moment, if you can recognize, hello, I'm here. Wow, you have connected. You and the Lord are a majority. And the Lord says, your response to me is the proper representation of the My Manifest Presence and Glory. Your response. You need to respond. It doesn't do us any good to hear a nice little message or to have an encouraging word from someone and then not say, Lord, I'm owning that because I'm changing under the power, in the power of that word. Even if it hurts, even if it's difficult, you can use this situation to help me see any stubbornness in me or any blind spot or any narrow thinking. We can either approach the Lord that way or say, well, I just needed time and God finally said yes. Maybe he said yes all along, but maybe we needed to get ourselves out of the way. That's what he speaks to me. Can anybody relate to that? Only two? Maybe more? You know, that's he wants our yes to be yes. So he is so intentional about this. And then when we do say yes, there is this logistic connectedness, this flow. It's like, wow. And it may not be totally easy, but there's this flow. So even when Josh, little three-year-old Josh, had just vomited in the trash can in the office, I think. Yeah, it was in there. And he said to Heather, my God's not dead. What? With a smile. And as he's walking down the hallway, he turned around and said, my God's not dead. That wrecked me, and that humbled me. And I thought, you're using a baby boy to impart to me and to all of us, what part of this am I not saying yes to? You see, the Lord is really looking for, will you recognize where I am in the situation? Now, if it's sickness, Jesus paid a big price for us not to carry that. So he's not saying come into agreement with him and go, yeah, it's God's will because he's sovereign, you know. Oh, gag. Not true at all. There's no truth in that. So if we struggle with that, or if we fall into anything dealing with sickness and disease, anything that's not in heaven, and say, okay, God, I'm seeing you in this. That's kind of giving him a bum rap. I don't think I want to say, God, I see you in this sickness. You have brought this, and you'll let it up whenever. Because here's my hoop that you've had for me, and I guess I'm jumping through again. And when it's time, you'll let it go. That's just a misunderstanding of the nature of God, which causes great pain and great suffering, great narrowness, great judgment, great critical spirit. Woo! What does that mean? That means great second heaven living. Here we are on earth. The Lord says, bring heaven to earth. Okay, on earth as it is in heaven. The holy glory realm is the third heaven. That's where we are seated in heavenly places. That's where we are to live, breathe, think, receive, and process, and bring down the result. That is true. So when Hope was sharing, was it Hope that shared that she had gone to heaven? Who shared that on the video? Was it Gracie? Hope. Okay, Gracie Hope. Anyway, I love those words, those names. Gracie and Hope. And the people. But it's like, oh yeah, I went to heaven and this is what I saw. It's like, you're kidding me. Well, she has been seasoned. This has happened several times where there has been opportunities where she really has been captured by the Lord. And she has danced before the Lord and has had some experiences and encounters. Like, really cool. So for her, it was a big deal, but yet it was more normal. At least this week. I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen her for a while, so I don't know what's been going on. But for this week, it became more of the norm for her. Okay? And so the Lord is saying, this is to be the norm for you and for me. And so there's no sickness in that area. Sickness and disease hangs out and comes from the second heaven, which is where judgment and criticism and heartache and blah, 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 any negative thing hangs out, lives, and is empowered. And the Lord says, I have created you as an accelerated person to be accelerated by me as a person of power. I have created you to become empowered by me. And I shared a lot about that also with the trains from 2 weeks ago. And when we are experiencing that power, we are actually synergistically connected with the Spirit of God inside of us, who is saying, let's go, baby. It's you, it's me together, and we're moving. We're moving together. That synergy, that connectedness, that rhythm, that, ooh, that ease may have, you know, a little bit of a struggle with it. Doesn't mean that it's easy. It means it's doable. It means that peace is attainable. Righteousness is absolutely a non-negotiable. And joy is totally acceptable. And lack of joy is unacceptable. When the Holy Spirit starts rising in us, through us, and spilling out, love, peace, joy, righteousness become the norm for our life. So when we have, areas where it's not so much the case, the kids are screaming and the phone is ringing and the car is a flat tire or whatever, you know, think of 3 or 4 or 10 things at once and you're going, oh, you might just yell out and say, my God's not dead. He's surely alive, living on the inside, roaring like a lion. I mean, what would that do on the inside of us? And so God's taking us higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. That's his desire. And so it spoke a lot about that. I shared a lot about Michelle Perry, or some things anyway, of what was imparted here. And we're going to get those things up on the website. If you're interested, you can go there so that you can experience what was released as well. And there was a great echo that came from her as well, because she recognized that the Lord was had been moving powerfully, and she was sent here to actually be an echo. Hello, an echo. An echo, a new wine echo. So listen to it and you'll get the vision. You'll catch the rest of it. And then 1 John 4:17 was a verse that we talked about, and I encourage you to study it and show yourself approved, the Bible says. Take it seriously. Listen to this again and help yourself out. I think God will really do something that's going to take us into a new realm. I asked Carly to print off a few things for me. One, is there anybody else now who would like to have the video clip? You weren't here and you'd like to have that because you want to listen to this message again. If you didn't get one, is there anybody else? Just put your hand up real high. If there is, so Ashley, you can. Okay, there's one over there. Whoops! Thank you. If there's anybody else, is your hand up, sweetie? Okay. Thank you. Okay, Jansen has his hand up. And so you can listen to the message and have this. So we just kind of follow it along and then go online and you can pull it up. Amen. I was drawn to this. It's like, all right, Lord, it feels like you're all over the map, but you're not. You're God, so you're not. Could someone move that just a little bit? Maybe just tilt it somewhere, just so I can stay with you here. Some of you were sent this letter. Yeah, where do you want it to be, guys? Over here. That's fine with me, but she's not going to take it there right now. Okay, some of you received this letter. It says extra, extra, extra. Read all about it on the top of it. It's red. If you've not had a chance to read that through, or you didn't get one that looks like this, would you put your hand up? Okay, put your hand up. All right. Michael, can you help pass these out? You guys can all help. Put your hand up. I'm going to keep one. Really high. Now, this is not that you just didn't get one. It's that you didn't read it yet. Or you read it and went, yep, that's nice. You really have not digested it. Put your hand up high. We have plenty of these, so put your hand up. There you go. There you go. It's about news that's happening here. You can give one to Jansen, too. Everybody, put your hand up if you want it, because we have plenty. All right. Thank you, Lord. The Lord was speaking to me in the wee hours of the morning about this, and he was reminding me that a Missions 2012 prayer support newsletter was sent out before the China trip for China, Mozambique, and Ghana this summer. And when this was first announced through the newsletter, actually, that we were going to these places, China was just around the corner. People were going to go. And they were back. Now it was a wonderful trip, and we heard about it last week, which was wonderful, and you can listen to it online. But the very day that it was unleashed, the extra, read all about it here, there was an amount that was much higher. Okay? 80,000. At the time of this printing, a week or two later, notice it's different. It's 60,000. And in human terms, there's a deadline. Now, I'm going to pose something to you. Oh, it's a plea for money. No, it's not. This is what I believe, because, you know, I'm just trying to be obedient here. I believe that God is saying, I'm going to stretch you to think as I think. I want you to think like I think, so you can have what I've released, so it becomes yours in ownership. I've already released it from heaven, but I'm looking for all hands on deck. I'm looking for everyone together, team unity. I'm looking. I'm looking for partnership with those who are to inherit the blessing. And so this is for you. And so we had this generous amount of great monies that came in from one message on Sunday, and it went from 80 to 60. Now here we have August 30th is coming around the corner here, and $60,000 will be in here. But if we nod our head and we don't say, Lord, what is my part in that fully? Wow. What do we partner with? Third heaven or second heaven? Second heaven. Third heaven says, what are you saying to me? Not, here are my circumstances. Here's what's going on. Don't you know how tough it is? That's not what he's saying. He's saying, seek me for what I am saying from the third heaven. Every person. I love this example. It's easy to agree with Joshua Shock. I mean, come on. If you've got a problem with that little three-year-old angel, see me. And it's easy, right? But was it humbling? But let's take that faith, the faith of that little man in the making. I'm so impressed with his faith. He's darling anyway. But he's got faith that's moving mountains. He does. And it's growing. Let's take that and read this with the same eyes and ears. Receive from heaven. What are you saying? What are you doing right now? What is my part? Now, when we say what is my part, it means that we need to go to the Lord and we need to talk to the Lord. We need to seek the Lord. We need to say, where do I fit in this? I'm on this boat. What's my role on this ship? Am I just kind of bumping along in the stormy seas? Oop, there's a big wave. I think I'll jump on. Or what? Where do I fit? Not how rough my life is. Where do I fit? It's a whole different mindset. Can you see that? That's why I passed it out. That's why I'm bringing it up. And in the middle of all of this going on, we're sending people to China, Mozambique, and Ghana, all before August 30th. Absolutely illogical. Absolutely not reasonable. Absolutely makes no sense in the natural. Can you see that? So our prayers and our action, whatever that would be, will become extremely empowered, like the fast-moving trains. Okay, that you will see when you watch this video with the message, God will do something. It may be your very prayer that will unlock much more than what typically is said that will come in that particular day. We're absolutely sure. Well, I'm glad they're sure because I'm not. Why not? That's my job here as their cheerleader in the spirit. Why not? God wants us to be sure. So we're sure of him, and he's saying, now, step in and see how I use you. I want to use you more and more and more and more. So it's not about raising funds, but it involves funds, and God's very serious about that. So I was asking the Lord in the back a particular verse that he wanted to highlight, because everything I've said to you is scriptural today, but in the Bible to highlight today, I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, if you can open up your Bibles or open up your iPhones or whatever you got. Okay. Familiar passages dealing typically with treasure and wealth and mammon, okay? And fasting. So let's just look at 17. But I want to make a point, I think, beyond what we've probably typically thought about. So let's look at this. 17. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by our God. We're in chapter 6, Matthew, verse 18. But by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy or where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, but where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. How many of us have heard those verses before? Okay, good to learn. And, you know, some of us may have been abused or felt like we were in church abuse, where you had somebody come and just, bam, slam you, going, give it, now. That's not our posture here. Our posture is, Papa, what do you mean by this, and where do I fit in? And when we're honest and open before the Lord, we get his third heaven revelation and not what makes sense to our minds, not what seems to be logical necessarily. He uses logic, but what's logical to him needs to become logical to us. When he says, this is what I'm saying about it, that is purely logical because God is logical. But our minds have to wrap around that. And it becomes spiritual, becomes heavenly, becomes his portion for us. And it is used, his way of doing things will be upside down. Upside down. I said to one of the teacher, helper, worker people this week, I said, if God told you in your spirit, go stand on your head upside down, would you do it? And that person thought about it, like, well, let's see, what do I have on? What could I do? You know, and that's okay. You can assess that. But the question wasn't about what you had on. The question was if you felt that unction from the Lord. And so if we're determined that we are going to be on that fast track, and we're going to be walking with that accelerated motion, we're going to be empowered as people of great faith. Not just people of faith. People of great faith. And we're determined to step into that, even shaking in our boots. Ugh. God will back us up. He will back up the hungry heart. He will back up the thirsty soul. He will, because he's God. He will not stop. He will not relent. He will not slow down. Okay, now, look at verse 22. The eye is the lamp of the body. This is where I want you to really feast your eyes right now. We're skipping past the others. They're very important. But look at verse 22. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. Okay, how many of us found that in the scripture? Okay, let's mark it down somewhere. If you have an iPhone, mark it somewhere. Let's read it again. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great the darkness. And then concludes in verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Let me tell you something. This is about having a kingdom heart, a kingdom wealth mentality. This is about having a kingdom mindset. This is about the kingdom of God in the full expansiveness of who he is. He is the kingdom, is being, and how he is being released through us. That's what this is talking about. Sometimes we think it's just financial monies and riches. It includes that. It's not at all. It's talking about the bigger picture is having a wealth mindset, that I am a person of great kingdom wealth. That means the abundance of Jesus is moving in my personal life, in my relational life. Okay? The abundance of Jesus is moving in my finance. The abundance of God is moving in all different aspects of who I am. The abundance of God, the overflow is moving I'm on the fast track. I'm a man, a woman, a young person of great faith. Okay? Great faith releases the kingdom wealth mindset, and the kingdom wealth mindset enhances great faith. They work together. And we've heard a lot about this in this church, in this body. Go back and listen to many of the messages if it's new to you. But we're moving on as well, trying to cover some things, but also we do believe that that's a non-negotiable, having a kingdom wealth heart, kingdom wealth mindset. And if we don't, we have a lacking heart, a lacking mindset, because God is very clear. He tells us, you can become content where you are, never in sickness and disease, never in poverty, because there's no poverty in heaven. Kingdom health and wealth don't exist in the second heaven. The second heaven is where there's lack, sickness, and disease. Sometimes we call it humility, and it's not humility. It's partnering with second heaven thinking. And you know, sometimes to get us stirred up to examine that causes a few ouches, like, what does this mean? And God is saying, I'm looking for those who will humble themselves under my mighty hand and will really and truly explore what this is looking like. Some of you may have come from backgrounds, I don't know everybody's background here, where there's been an abuse. Okay, we'll get healed of the abuse and we'll move forward and have what God has for us, which is a kingdom wealth mindset. Cynthia and Lawrence led a kingdom wealth brunch for the business school, the School of Business within Frontline Training Center. I cried in the middle of it. What a surprise. It was so amazing because it was filled with humility and revelation, and there was empowerment for those who wanted it. But if anyone who was there took it for themselves, for their job and their finances, and didn't receive the revelation and the encouragement and all from heaven for every other part of their life, there is still lack in those areas, because the Lord did not create us for lack. Can you see that? Oh, God, you're good. So to finish this up, this passage right here, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. Let's look at verse 24 at the last part. Either he will be, or she will be, hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. If we're devoted to what's being released here, we will learn to despise lack. We will see it for what God says it is. That may discombobulate you and cause you to go, whoa, there might be things screaming on the inside. Good. Because God is saying, my God's not dead. I'm surely alive. I'm living on the inside, roaring like a lion. I'm going to release that revelation to three-year-olds. Will you become like a three-year-old? Speaking of three-year-olds, and I think all the children now, the older ones, the junior high are here, and that's good. So, and guys, if you ever hear the word kids or children, sorry, because you are young adults, and we love you. We appreciate you. But you're still children in the kingdom. If somebody calls me a child, I'm really happy, actually. So let's go ahead and watch this, and I think it's self-explanatory, and then we'll close right with this. And Andy, could you make sure it's up high enough, please? People of great faith, we need to be part of this army rising up. Yeah. This is a supernatural video. I've had my hand a lot in this one. Carly has spent beyond crazy hours. Ina initially had started with some thoughts early on. But this is you're walking around in the kitchen. Boom, ideas. Boom. Holy Spirit, he's saying, these are the kinds of things I'm calling you to. This is on my heart. Yes, but we just talked about this letter. Yes, but yes, we just talked about Joshua Shock getting healed. Yes. But yet, we're going to Mozambique tonight, in the middle of the night, and people still haven't reached their full quota. Probably. I haven't looked at the funds today. You know, it's like, well, Lord, you've never let us down. You've never not fulfilled what you've said. You're changing us as we keep our eyes on you. But you are the Redeemer. Redemption for Life, which is our ministry. It's Frontline. It's a partner ministry we have created. Was your idea. Sending us to Southeast Asia is your idea. Sending us to Singapore and walking in 2 months ago to a girl who had just had relationship with a man on her bed who just had finished slicing her wrist, was thinking of killing herself. That's on God's heart. To look her in the eyes in this dimly lit room with our team of four and two or three others, that was it, and say, you don't have to die. Well, my sister killed herself a week and a half ago. She sliced her wrist. But God sent us around the world as part of that rescue. The Lord is really serious. He's saying, let me mess with your minds. Let me mess with your thinking. And when you do, it will be a Holy Ghost mess up that will turn you literally and spiritually upside down. Some of you may go home and stand in the corner on your head tonight. I'm not asking you to do it, but God is saying, I'm serious about this season. So I'm going to ask Anne to come up here. She's overseeing with me the Redemption for Life ministry and has a small team that's growing. And if you have, she can share with you about that. But we just want you to listen with your spiritual ears. I have no idea what she's going to say. I'm sure it's good. But I said, really, God, you want this today? I mean, we're going to Mozambique. He goes, yeah. Okay. How about last Tuesday, which was the initial plan? And he spoke to me in the middle of Tuesday, and he said, it'll be more powerful on Sunday. A choice. Choice was there. It wasn't because there's more people. He said, it will be more powerful. Do you mean what? So my mind, my logical mind's going, okay, there will be more people, and you'll cover more, and then let's see, what else? Oh, maybe we could tweak the video, and da-da-da-da. All of those things are probably true, because we did, but God had a bigger plan than that. That was all before Josh got sick, or that we knew about it. And you see what I'm saying? God is saying, listen to what I'm saying. It may not make sense to you. Do what I'm telling you to do. So he's taking us somewhere. This boat is in deep waters. And he's saying, all hands on deck.
As we're sitting here together, there are children on the face of this earth being abducted and sold into human trafficking for sex. There are children being recruited and trained in the ways of war and hate for the purposes of cartels based in the drug and the diamond industry. There are children who are being forced into harsh, harsh labor. I think of our children as we watch them today. Our precious kids who had a week in Bible school who are growing in the Spirit. And I think of these other little ones. I've shared with you before, I've heard their cries. And I have. I have heard their cries. I have seen the Father collect their tears in a bottle. He has shown me that. And at this very moment, there are children being taken and put in these horrible conditions. I have shared with you, too, that in our family, some of our children came to us through birth and some through adoption, and a couple of them went through really, really bad abuse. I know what it takes. I know what they go through, and yet what they went through is nothing in comparison to what these children are going through. There is nothing And yet, as overwhelming as this sounds, there is great hope because we can bring light into the darkness. You and I can bring love where there is hate. This darkness does not need to continue. And it takes each one of us joined together to step in, bring our light and our love into the darkness, to respond to the rhythm of the beat of the Father, our Father God. He speaks to each one of us saying, pray, pray, pray for these little ones. Pray, because when you join me, miraculous intervention moves into this darkness. So each one of you and me, we're called to pray, and not just to do it once or twice. We are moving in as intercessors, to bring about change where human trafficking, where children are being so horribly abused. I believe he is going to call some of you and speak, go, that the rhythm of his heartbeat to you will say, go, and you will become those who go into the darkness and rescue children. You will be the hands-on help that takes the children that are rescued and restore them. You will be the hands of healing and deliverance for them. Our family is privileged because we know such a young man in his mid-30s, father of three, a regional director for Campus Crusade for Christ. And yet 3 years ago, he got involved in India and going in and rescuing children. He flies out of Cincinnati and he goes in and he rescues them. And he flies out and he goes back and he told his mom, this is my call. He has responded to the heartbeat of the Father. Some will be called to give. We're going to be asked to give. And although giving has to do with funds, because it takes money to feed and clothe and shelter a child and bring restoration to them, the main part and point of it is, what is the Father speaking? What is his heart speaking to you? What is it speaking to me? What is that rhythm of his heart speaking? What is he saying? He's collecting those tears. He's holding those children in his arms. Have you heard their cries? Has he ever asked you to sing a song that he sends out over the miles? He will. He will. And we have a great opportunity to respond to the heart of the Father. We have the privilege and the honor to respond. You can sponsor a child. You can give a one-time gift. But please always, always be praying. Always be praying. And today we want to make that offer to you to sponsor a child, to take those who have already been rescued, and to bring them into life. Because it takes steps, and it takes God, and it takes human hands. And in that, there is money needed. And I'm not ashamed of that. There is money needed. These sponsorships are $35 a month for one child. If you work that out over a year, it's $1.16 a day. Leap year, bargain year, $1.15. But we want to make that opportunity open to you today. And so we have a form that I'd like to pass out. I'm not asking you to just look at this. I am asking you to listen to the heart of the Father. To listen to the heart of the Father. There are some here who have already stepped into that. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've already begun sponsoring children. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. This is not just a piece of paper. It is an opportunity. And I thank you. I thank you for listening to the rhythm of the heartbeat of our Lord God, the Father of these children, the Creator, the one who knit them together.
Thanks, Ann. If you are interested, we'll get a couple people to help. Ann, please just take this if you're interested in praying or moving forward with it. And just put your hand up or let Ann know. And you can sign up at Redemption for Life, and you can sign up for the $35 a month or make your donation there. It's all set up. God has orchestrated this whole thing. And we've been in India numerous times, and this ministry that we're part of is extending way beyond India into other areas of Southeast Asia. But how many of us know that even as we go into Ghana, Africa, there are kids who are trafficked there. And we have a call there as well on the compound that we're building, which will be in the future. It's already under construction. We're starting. You know a little bit about that. We'll tell you more, not today. So there's also Africa. There are kids who are trafficked in Mozambique. There are kids who are trafficked in Ohio. And so just as we have summer celebration here for kids here, and we have Jackson Outreach, or we go down to the streets, the Lord is saying, if you get my heart for this, you are not going to define your call. I will. It will be, I care about life, and I'm going to move through you. Sometimes we short-circuit things that are even better for us in the long run, because we're either presuming, or we're just going with just a gut feeling and that's it, and it may not be God's very best or time. That's God's business. But the Lord is very serious. If you have been moved today in this area, if you could see Ann, talk to her, that would be great. But I just want to close with, our worship team could join us up front, that would be great. If you could just join us up front. That if you have one of these right now, just hold it high in the air. We have more to pass out. Because God is saying, what is the life worth to you? Okay? Now, there's a few of you who've already read this, and you're thinking about it and all of that. Now, if you have something from Redemption for Life, put your hands up as well. Just put your hands in. I just want to see your hands and the papers. Put them up in the air, because we're going to just dedicate this to the Lord. And if you feel as though the Lord is saying to you, I'm stirring you up for my kingdom purposes right now, I'm stirring you up, then just put your hands up to the Lord, irregardless of your papers. I'm stirring you for more today. I'm stirring you. I'm calling you into the rhythm of my heart in a new way, in a new place. Okay. So we're just going to finish right now, and we're going to invite the Mozambique team to come up as we're worshiping here. If you're on the team, then someone else will have to play your guitar. You can put your hands down. And we're going to just trust God right now with what he wants to do, because we're asking for big things. He said, what do you want? I said, deepest, darkest places. All right, well, you've got Ohio. How about over in Asia? Okay. But he's not limiting himself to that. Can you see that? Although that's on his heart right now, and he's developed this, okay? He's very intentional. So Mozambique, come on up. We're gonna pray. Ask my husband, my love, to lead, take this wherever you want to take it, because I'm on the team. Woohoo! And I'm going. Yeah.
Hey, it's raining.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
The rest of the team is teaching. They'll be here.
They're coming. Okay, they're coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
The kids are being released to come in and join us. We always like to do that when we're praying for whatever God's doing like this. So we're commissioning us to take off tonight. And so we're inviting all the little kids to see this as we're going to the nations, this nation and others. Remember, we want God's best, and He is all about team approach. Do you see a team up here? Yeah. And that's why we partner with GRM and TCF, because there's a team of people. It's not just one person. We can go out and save the world, but we need to be part of God's venue and how He's doing it, or we could be trying to fulfill our own hope and dream, calling it God. It's true. Is that all of us? Andy's coming. Yeah.
It's raining on this team, Lord, on this team. It's raining Your power and Your might, anointing, Your presence, God. Your power and Your might, it's raining Your presence, God. Anoint every life, Lord. Come in Your powerful presence, God. Meet the needs, Lord. Meet the needs, Lord. Come, mighty God, rain down. Rain down Your power and Your grace and Your mercy, safety, Lord, our Lord. Bless each one, empower each one. Yes, Lord, we bless Your name, Lord, for this team. We know You've prepared each one. You've brought them to this place. Father, You have empowered them to cross paths with each person in Mozambique. And even on the plane getting there and the plane coming back, You already have planned who they will meet, who they will minister to, what will happen in those lives, Lord. You have already planned it out. You can't wait for it to happen. You're going to take them in safety. You're going to take them and keep Your hand upon them. Because that's what You do. That's what You do. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let them hit the ground running. Give them extra strength. Let joy be their strength. The joy of Holy Spirit empowering them beyond limits, beyond their capacity, Lord. Yes, powerful, powerful, powerful within each one, Lord. Completely overtake them, Lord. Move through them, God. Give them the boldness and the confidence and the courage to reach out their hands and let You work through them, touching the lives in Mozambique, God, changing the nation, changing the continent of Africa, Lord. We don't overspeak here, Lord. We're not talking hyperbole, Lord. We're saying You want to take a nation in a day. You want to take a continent, Lord, for Your name. You want Your name lifted up. Do it with this team, God. We release them to You. We release them to Your empowering. We release them to your hand of grace upon each life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Meet them, God. Meet every need they have, Lord. Touch them in every way, God. Empower them, Lord. In a special, special way, Lord God. Above their abilities, way beyond, Lord. When they're swimming in the deep waters, God. When they're swimming in the deep waters, Lord, bring them to the surface. Bring them to the surface, God. Give them everything they need and beyond what they need. Abundance, overflow, Lord. Yes, God, so much. Yes, Lord. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, Lord. Beyond, 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 beyond what they've ever had before, God. May it come from you. May they have confidence in you. In you. In you, Lord. Confidence in you. Oh, Lord. Let them open up their mouths, Father. And let it be filled with your message. With your gospel. Good news. Good news. Everywhere they go. Good news. Good news of salvation. Good news of healing, Lord. Good news of deliverance. Jesus has come. Jesus has come. Jesus has come again to Mozambique. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has come. Holy Spirit has come to Mozambique again. Ho! 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 Powerful, 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 Lord. Signs, wonders, miracles. Yes, Lord. More, more, more than we've ever seen before. More, more, more than we've ever seen before. Let this be the mighty team of God. Full, complete unity. Submission to Holy Spirit. Working together like the body of Jesus. With Jesus as the head. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Powerful. Powerful. Powerful, Lord. By your hand. By your hand. By your hand. Rain on them, Lord. Rain on them with your Holy Spirit. Rain on them personally with Father's love. Rain on them, Lord, with anointing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, Lord.
We are consumed by you. So let the flow be like a fire. Let my life be like a flame.
Yes, Lord.
Fill our souls with your desire.
Want to feel close. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Surround him.
Come on, let our lives. souls in your desire. Let our passion bring you pain. So let this love be like a fire. Let my life be like a flame. Fill our souls with your desire. Let our passion bring you
Within you will draw people to you. It won't all be about crusades. It won't all be about a youth meeting. It'll be about individual people being drawn to you. Watch for them. Watch for their eyes to turn to you and go over and meet them right where they're at. They'll be drawn to you. Drawn to you. Drawn to the Holy Spirit in you. Drawn to the work of the Lord God inside of you. When they're too shy to approach, but you see their eye on you, go and approach them. Share the love of Jesus with them. Reach out your hand for healing, for deliverance for them. Think of the individuals God has already planned for your path to cross their path. He's already speaking to them. Listen for what they say that has the Holy Spirit. Listen for what they say that gives you an indication God is already at work in them. And then just let Him fill your mouth with what they need. Let Him fill your heart with what they need and speak it out over them. Pray over them. And bring back the testimonies to us. Bring back a basket full, a truckload, a train car, many train cars full of testimonies back to us. As precious honor to the Lord. Yes, Father. Do it. Do it, Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you. Stay as long as you'd like. Just bask in the sun. And the rest of you will see at 2:30
tonight.
No, 2:30 a.m. here. Right? Where are my organizers? Troy, are you here? Is that right?